Do you find it difficult to believe that God has truly forgiven you? I'm Mary Lohman, and this week I'm going to take a different view of forgiveness. I'm calling it Enjoy Your Forgiveness. I think there are just too many people carrying around guilt even after they've asked God to forgive them. They still live in the if-onlys of life and imagine what their lives would have been if only they had not made a wrong choice. So I want us to look on the other side of forgiveness today, when we have personally been forgiven and yet we don't seem to enjoy that forgiveness. This thought came to me in one of my daily prayer Zoom meetings, which we've been having, and this dear woman asked God to forgive her because she knew she was forgiven by Him, yet she wasn't enjoying her forgiveness. And I immediately thought of many people I know who would fall into that category, including myself at times. I remember a time many years ago now when I had come back to full fellowship with the Lord after a long period of chasing my dreams and living my life my way. I was truly sorry for my wayward ways and had confessed them. I knew that God had forgiven me, but one day as I was praying, some of those past sins just came flooding back into my mind, and I was once again just ashamed and embarrassed and so regretful that I had allowed those sins into my life. So I started asking God once again for forgiveness, specifically confessing them, and honestly, the voice of God's Spirit to me that day was almost audible as I heard Him say, "I don't know what you're talking about." Isaiah 43:25 says, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Have you ever tried to erase something from your memory? We all have things we would like to forget, but we just can't totally erase them from our memories, at least not the things we'd like to. But have you discovered that the things you'd like to forget are the things that hang around your mind, and at the same time you forget lots of good things you should remember? It's a common human problem. We remember what we should forget and forget what we should remember. And who do you think aids and abets us in that process? The enemy of our soul, Satan himself. If he can keep you mired in the regrets from yesterday, he will rob you of peace and keep you in bondage to the past. So that's why I want to encourage you to enjoy your forgiveness. And this week I'll give you some suggestions as to how you can do just that. Our new Zoom Bible study begins this week, and you can register right now at christianworkingwoman.org.